Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans for the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort right now, wherever they're at. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. By the way, oil went up yesterday. We'll get into that this hour. Also, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And all you got to do is like the page, and then when you do that, jump into the chat room and converse with us. It's like a whole bunch of folks are in over there, Cousin Vinny, and let's see, who's in the chat room right now, Kyle?
Well, right now, Captain, yeah, we're seeing Terry's there, as you mentioned, Cousin Vinny.
From Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Al is there, Richard the Marine.
From Nebraska, Richard's in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Is there as well. Mark was there earlier as
Trucker
well.
Mark, and we don't know where he's at.
Mm-hmm. And I see Donna in there as well.
All right, that's Donna Fiducia up in Georgia, and she's up early. All right, it's hour number two, and let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, this hour we start out with Keith Ellison's son. And Keith Ellison is what now or who, Kyle?
Well, Keith Ellison is the Attorney General of Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
Okay, former congressman, too, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And former co-chairman of the Democratic Party, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Jeremiah Ellison, who is Keith Ellison's son, who is a Minneapolis city councilman, he's, of course, the son of the state attorney general, Keith Ellison, he is calling, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
For the dismantling of the Minneapolis Police Department following days of nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd. He doesn't just want the police to be retrained or whatnot. He wants to take the entire police department apart. Well, what the hell are you going to replace it with, the Boy Scouts?
Well, Captain, in his tweet, he said, we're going to dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. He says, and when we're done, and I'm quoting here, we're not simply going to glue it back together. We're going to dramatically rethink how we approach public safety and emergency response. So, I don't...
All right, wait. Hold, because I got to establish something here.
Mm-hmm.
We got to what did you just say? We got to reestablish what?
Well, he says, we're going to dramatically rethink how we approach public safety and emergency response.
Do you know what the problem is here, folks? Do you know what the problem is? You've got Democratic mayors and Democratic governors in blue states that can't freaking control anything because they don't have any way of doing it. They're wishy-washy. crossing, and they go whichever way the wind blows, because they do the public poll thing that they want it this way today, they want it that way tomorrow, and they go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Now, you tell me I'm wrong.
No, no, you're not wrong at all. I mean, and this kind of goes hand in hand with what we're hearing from other protesters and other groups, saying things like not just cut police budgets, as Garcetti is doing in Los Angeles, but defund the police altogether.
Yeah.
That's what they're calling for.
Yeah, and that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. By the way, New York Amazon workers, remember, AOC was going to have Amazon in her district till she said no. But the ones that are there that are working are suing for unsafe work practices because they have been caught up in the riots.
Well, that and that they're also getting COVID-19 as well, I believe.
Yeah, and the CDC, by the way, that's the Centers for Disease Control, has come out and said that they need up to 100,000 contact tracers by the 1st of September.
Well, you know, this is really going to be an interesting thing for most Americans. The idea that, you know, in some places that you're going, you have to tell them who you are before going there.
The 20 question thing. Yeah.
Well, that's right. Mm-hmm. And so that way, presumably it would be so that, you know, you can be traced back if somebody got COVID-19 somewhere. But I can't imagine, Captain, the kinds of privacy concerns that most Americans would have with something like that. Most people say, well, I got nothing to hide. I went to the grocery store. I went to the restaurant and this kind of thing. But it could be used in a nefarious way.
Well, I was flirting with my doctor's receptionist yesterday, who was asking me. She goes, okay, Captain, you know, I got to ask you these questions. And he goes, yeah. She goes, have you been near anybody that's, have you been out of the country in the last few days? I said, no. You've been near anybody that may or may not have had this and had that and all that sort of stuff? And I said, just you. And she goes, wait a minute, I don't have anything. But it was fun. And the questions that they ask now, I mean, they're really getting into it. If you answer one of those questions, they go, oh, just a minute, they put you on hold, and then they ask you another bunch of questions.
Yes, exactly. Now, a lot of what's driving this kind of thing, Captain, is the threat of litigation, for one thing, in terms of business and those kinds of things, or other gatherings, and insurance coverages. That's what's going to be driving a lot of.
Now, we heard the president say that we were not going to fund the World Health Organization anymore, right?
That's right.
Well, there are a number of U.S. agencies that are still working with the World Health Organization, despite the president's pledge to cut all ties with them. They're still working with them. How about that?
Well, we might hear a statement on that soon, I would expect.
Hold for it. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back, Friday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station. From 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's our very happy capper, Wayne Allyn Root, because they've opened up the casinos again in Las Vegas. So he's feeling pretty good about that. And the hotels and the motels and all that stuff are open. And Las Vegas will get rolling back real quick if it hasn't already started. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows are back bigger and better than ever, and they'll be around this weekend on the 6th and the 7th of June at the Mid-Reg Hall. That's Min, M-I-N-N-R-E-G Hall in Largo, located at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. And you can shop the most modern and up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, antique guns, private collections are there, swords as well, a lot of outdoor equipment that was there. We had a lot of really new and interesting stuff down there in Port Charlotte. And I think you're going to like what you're going to see here. And by the way, I've got some special guests that are going to be with me that you're going to be able to meet, people that you've heard on the radio show. And they're going to be showing up there in Largo, and you're going to be surprised at who's going to be there. So you can stop by and meet me. I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. Saturday I'll be there from 9 to 3. The show goes on from 9 to 5 Saturday. Goes on from 9 to 3 Sunday. I'll be there from 9 to 1 on Sunday. And then next week, the following week, the 13th and the 14th, we'll be down at the Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds in Sarasota Saturday and Sunday, and I'll be there both days as well. To find out more, go to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. By the way, there will be a concealed carry class Saturday at 2 p.m. So if you want to get involved in that, you got to go to the website, twoguysshows.com, and sign up for it. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to mention this Navy veteran who was released after being in custody, found guilty of, I don't know, saying something bad about the IS hauler or some stupid stuff like that. Navy veteran, he got released and yesterday, and he's on his way back to the States.
That's exactly right, Captain. Yes, the charge that he was held on essentially is unclear, but it's, I think, is very similar to what you just said. At least that,
yeah, he badmouthed the Ayatollah.
Exactly. And so, yes, he's on his way back, and that's a very, very good thing. His name is Michael White. So, again, this hopefully, what some are saying about this, hopefully it's going to help some of the bitter relationship that the United States and Iran have right now. He was actually in the custody of the Swiss,
yeah,
we understand there. But, yes, the good news is he's on his way home.
Yeah, and he was over there visiting his girlfriend. That's what he was doing there to begin with. I wonder if he's got that girlfriend anymore.
Good question.
I would have dumped her, you know, because she was probably part of the problem. But anyway, how about the president now talking about the next stimulus round coming up? Obviously, Nancy Pelosi and company, I believe their bill in the House was $3 trillion. Is that right?
$3 trillion, but that's not all stimulus money to real people who really need it.
No, it was starting up a bunch of the crap that the progressives wanted before that got cut from the budget, and they're throwing it all back in there, including the Planned Parenthood stuff and all that. But the president's talking about $1 trillion for the next stimulus round, and the majority of it would be the $1,200 checks again to the people and some money to help out small businesses stay in business, and that's all it would be for, because that's probably the last shot in the arm people will need to get things back again, because it looks like as if people are going back to work. We can see that now, and it looks like the unemployment rate's going to drop dramatically over the next month or two. And by the end of the year, they expect it'll be down around 10% or less.
Well, that's hopefully so, very much so. We just got some bad employment numbers in the current day, though. 1.9 million Americans filed new unemployment insurance claims.
Yeah, but that's way down.
It's way down, though. That's right. But the thing is that the president, I think, is again trying to get the money to real people who actually need it. On the political side, it looks like, oh well, the Democrats are trying to do so much more for everybody. But as you said, they're trying to put stuff in there, Captain, that they can't get passed under normal circumstances. This is part of their using, you know, this crisis for their own vision. And that's not fair to the American people at all. President Trump will have a hard climb trying to make everybody realize that what he's trying to do is actually good for them, because there will be so much noise from the Dems and the media about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I don't know exactly what New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees had to say, but he apologized for his hurtful remarks about his fellow players that were taking knees when it came to the national anthem and the American flag. And I thought, I didn't see anything wrong at all with the comments he made. He was very straight, very to the point. He said he respected and understood what they were doing, but he didn't agree with it. How could that possibly offend anybody?
Well, it's a hypercharged political climate. There's no doubt about it. And certainly because of the discussion in recent days of folks like Colin Kaepernick and what he started with the kneeling during the national anthem, and that's going to be front and center very, very soon at any sporting event, one would think, because of the aftermath of the protests and the subsequent riots. But in this case, the quarterback, Drew Brees, sometimes it's better to maybe say nothing at all.
Yeah. And, by the way, we've heard, you know who Project Veritas is, right?
Oh, very, very much, yes.
Yeah, well, they did an underground tape again, and let's just play about a minute, maybe a minute and a half of this. I think it's a minute and a half long, but we'll play about a minute of it and see what we got.
I've been undercover with Real City Antifa since July of 2000. Depending on the setting, if I were to be caught or found out in a setting where I am present with them, it could escalate to violence against me.
Don't be that f***ing guy with the goddamn spiked brass knuckles getting photos taken of you. Police are going to be like, perfect, we can prosecute these f***ers. Look how violent they are. Right? Not that we're not, but we do f***ing hide.
stop it there, because what this is it's a video, and it just goes on showing what they're doing. They're training these people, Kyle, how to attack people and gouge their eyes out.
You know, this is, it's so far reprehensible, Captain. We can't even put it into words. That's just
no, and it's not a video that anybody would want to watch unless you're prepared to look at something really bad.
Precisely. This is, you know, it's interesting, Captain, because I think it was Chris Cuomo on CNN who said something to the effect of, you know, somebody tell me where it's written that protests are supposed to be peaceful and polite. I looked it up, Captain. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King talked about nonviolent demonstrations to effect change.
Yeah.
You know, we think about maybe Gandhi back in the day. But what the way to get real change in our society is through peaceful protest and not through gouging people's eyes out.
You heard of who Charlemagne the God is, right?
Yes, the radio.
His real name is Larry McElvey. Here's what he had to say on CNN yesterday.
Lyndon B. Johnson may have been, you know, labeled a racist, but his record doesn't reflect that. You know, LBJ's record shows that he has, like, the most effective progressive record on race and class of any Democratic president of the past 80 years. So I think, you know, Biden's record in the Senate actually reflects very racist legislation.
That spells bad news for Joe Biden.
That is huge. You know, just before the terrible tragedy involving the death of George Floyd, Joe Biden was trying to put out the fires of his own very insensitive remarks. The history of Joe Biden, the legacy of Joe Biden is going to be laid bare. It's not going to be easy for him at all. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Now, the final thing here is the president is strategizing with his advisors on his reelection amidst the growing challenges that are there. We know what the deep state's trying to do. We know what the people in the swamp are trying to do. We know that all the forces are aligning themselves together to try to stop President Trump. They realize that he's got them by the short hairs because of Attorney General Barr and all the things that they found out about that's fixing to come out of the kitchen cupboard, and some people are going to be in big, big, big trouble, and their way of stopping it is to get Trump out of office.
Well, that's right. That's why we're literally in a race against time. That's a major component of it. Another component, Captain, is that the country is in distress. It's in crisis because of COVID-19 and also now because of the unrest. President Trump can use the bully pulpit to go out there.
You think it still will be next week about this time when he start doing the tests for all the people who have been out there in the streets?
Well, we're going to see. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right. That's Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate very much having him on the program. And coming up next, our military and veterans news segment. We're going to talk about General Mattis. We're going to talk about what some of these other generals and a couple of admirals had to say. And it's not what they think it is. I got news for them. Be right back.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Two of the three Minneapolis police officers accused of aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd were rookies, barely off probation, when a more senior white officer ignored the black man's cries for help and pressed a knee into his neck, according to defense attorneys. Earl Gray said his client, former officer Thomas Lane, had no choice but to follow the instructions of Derek Chauvin, who has since been charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's May 25th death. A judge set the bail at $750,000 apiece for Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Tao Thao when they made their first appearances in the Hennepin County District Court. Simultaneously, just blocks away, celebrities, friends, and relatives gathered to memorialize Floyd at a Bible college. With Chauvin's charges being raised to second-degree murder, he could face up to 40 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you, and we'll tell you all about that. We'll tell you all about that right after they get a chance to tell you all about themselves. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Now, if you want a really good job with a tremendous future, an opportunity for advancement, pay raises, benefits like you have never seen before, then you need to find out about what it would be to take you becoming an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you can do that by going to the National Aviation Academy's website, which is naa.edu, naa.edu. And if you want the opportunity to start at a salary of around $60,000 or more to begin with the very first year, working a 40-hour week with all kinds of overtime available to you to where that salary could jump immensely based strictly on your God-given ability, then you need to go to the website, naa.edu, naa.edu. Now, you can call and ask to take a tour at one of their two locations. You can do that by calling the number 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at either the Concord, Mass. Location or the one in Clearwater, Florida. And remember, post-9/11 GI Bill benefits are there for you. Pre-9/11 GI Bill benefits may or may not be there for you. You can certainly find out by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. And if they're not, then guess what? You can get a student loan just like the other people that are not military veterans. So there you go. Now, we have had a rash of military people, for whatever reason, have come out and gone after our president for talking about putting troops on the streets in America. Oh, it's so terrible. It's so awful. Does anybody other than me remember 1992 when they had the riots in Los Angeles, California, and what happened and how quickly they lost control of the situation and entire blocks, entire sections of Los Angeles were burnt to the ground where there was nothing left but just a pile of rubble? And that happened over and over again. And the Los Angeles mayor, Tom Bradley, and the police chief, Daryl Gates, called in the National Guard. They had up to 4,000 National Guardsmen in there and still couldn't control it. And then President George H.W. Bush sent in the Marines. 4,000 Marines. And then they calmed it down. They had a total of 9,000 military members on the street for the course of about a month. So for these generals and these admirals, and I'm going to mention them, General Mattis, he was in at that time. General Kelly, he was in at that time. Admiral Mullen, he was in at that time. For them to come out and say, well, this is wrong, we should never do this. They were in the military when it was done before. And never said a word. The difference this time is Donald Trump. Now, they don't like Donald Trump. He is part of their undoing because he's going after the members in the swamp and the members of the deep state. And you want to talk about people being unmasked? They're being unmasked. Attorney General Barr is about ready to blow the roof off Washington, D.C. and all the nonsense that's gone on here over the past few years. And this is what they don't want to have happen. The best way for that not to have happen, besides all their stalling and this, that, and the other, is to get this president either removed from office or voted out. And they're trying to get you to do that. They're trying to convince you that this is what we need to do because, oh, there's something wrong. Well, I just told you what's wrong. It's these people that are trying to cover up for the other people because there's been this unbelievable horde of people, a lot of them senior military, a lot of them senior political, a lot of them cabinet people, that have been in the grips and the claws of the big money machine. And, well, if you do this, I'll give you this amount of money. If you do that, I'll give you that amount of money. That's what it's all about. That's what these people get caught up in. They get caught up in graft and corruption, the likes of which you have no idea of. I've told you about it at the small level, at the county level that I was involved in years ago up in upstate New York. I've told you about it. It actually happens, and it's still going on. Now, the Pentagon is unveiling a new policy for 12 months for the unaccompanied tours to Iraq and the Arabian Peninsula. They're going to shift to a 12-month unaccompanied tour in Iraq and the Arabian Peninsula versus where they're at right now. Everything will be 12 months when people go over there. No more shortcuts. So think about that. And also, images of U.S. soldiers in the Syrian desert training with an advanced electronic aiming system on their rifles have offered the first indication that the Israeli-made device was being field-tested by the U.S. military. And it is what it is. It is what it is. And we'll see where all of that goes. Now, as thousands of National Guard and active duty troops have mobilized to Washington, D.C., by the way, there's 30,000 National Guardsmen that have been mobilized, along with some regular Army troops, for this rioting going on in the United States right now. This is in addition to the COVID troops that are out there. So there you go. And they are definitely taking a look, a long look, at how these troops are being used. Now, we still have the COVID situation where we still have troops that are working with that. Those are not frontline combat people. Those are medical units. And by the way, the Defense Department's portfolio of 121 key defense acquisition programs now has a price tag of $1.86 trillion attached to it. And I will say that the other thing is, when you talk about the money that's there, the money that they're talking about defunding the police departments of, some $250 million, the Los Angeles County Police Department. By the way, something else these people want, they want the military surplus equipment that the police are using, the armored vehicles and whatnot, they want them gone off the scheme of things. They want them gone. And for good reason. It puts them at an unusual disadvantage. Well, to that I say, too bad. By the way, some of them have water cannons on them, and they're not, for whatever reason, using them. And they should be. Then you wouldn't need to worry about whether or not they were going to shoot at you or whatever. You hit them with a water cannon, they're not going to have time to worry about it. They're going to be 100 feet down the street on their butt being pushed by the water. And oh, by the way, did you notice last night it rained very hard in Washington, D.C.? And as a result, the people that would have been on the street, well, they went inside because they were going to get all wet. So rain and wind and cold weather and all that can be your friend in a circumstance like that as well. It was. All right. We're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report when we come back. There is some active weather out there across the country tonight. Some storms, possible big thunder boomers, and maybe a tornado or two in the mix in the central part of the U.S. And then I'll be telling you about this crystal ball, which is a tropical depression right now, but it's going to reform and become a storm. It's coming towards New Orleans. Be here by Monday morning. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Roll truck rolled down the interstate, grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can live. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All
up there somewhere, probably in Canada, because if he comes into the U.S., he's got to quarantine for 2 weeks. So I think he's up there trucking the long haul stuff up there, the heavy hitting stuff that he does, the heavy hauls up there in Canada right now. Now, this Trucker's Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Fine Day Truck Stop, always there for you. And by the way, if you tell them that you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, or tell them the captain sent you, and you pull into a Pilot or a Flying J, you're going to get a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, excessive heat will continue today across southern Arizona with triple-digit high temperatures. There'll be a critical fire weather watch in the forecast as well across large portions of the desert southwest Friday with low humidity and gusty winds. And, of course, Tropical Depression Cristobal is forecast to reemerge over the southern Gulf of Mexico and move north into the north-central Gulf of Mexico this weekend and probably strike New Orleans from Mobile over towards Beaumont, Texas, but it looks like as if New Orleans would be dead center of the track as a tropical storm with a lot of rain and some wind, but mostly rain. This is going to be a big-time rainmaker. So let's take a look at what's going on. Out south of Lake Tahoe in California, you got some winds tonight in the mountains. You got some weather that's coming off the Pacific Ocean that'll be affecting Los Angeles south down to the Mexican border. You got some winds in the high desert today. Over in Nevada, south of Reno, you have got some high winds there, as well as a fire threat advisory over to the eastern part of Nevada, all the way down to the California, Las Vegas area, and the northwestern corner of Arizona to include Kingman and over towards Flagstaff. You've got a red flag advisory today for very dry conditions. The same with Utah, west of Salt Lake, east of Salt Lake, and all the way up into the southern part of Wyoming. Southwestern part of Wyoming. And then the northwestern part of Colorado tonight has a fire threat advisory. Pretty much everything west of I-25 going up over the mountains all the way over to the Utah line, you've got a chance of rain in the area there tonight. And going down below into Arizona, Tucson east, high heat temperatures 110, 115 degrees down below. And then El Paso, get this, El Paso, out I-10 east, about 100 miles in Texas today, you'll have temperatures approaching 100 degrees all through there. All through there. Now, we do have severe thunderstorm warnings and watches, and what looks like a tornado watch right now up in Iowa, pretty much across two-thirds of the state, and then the northwestern corner of Missouri tonight has got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, and a flood advisory for Columbia, South Carolina, along I-70. Also, the northeastern part of Kansas tonight, to include Kansas City, you've got severe thunderstorm watches, warnings, and flood watches and warnings there as well. Got some wind advisories in Tennessee tonight. Got some rain advisories, and it's been raining along towards the nation's capital and over into the mountains of Maryland and the mountains, northwestern mountains of Virginia, and up towards West Virginia and the northeastern part of West Virginia. Got some rain in there. And this tropical storm Cristobal now is down in along Campeche. It's going to slowly move back into the Bay of Campeche. Part of it's over the water right now. Part of it's over the land. So the winds have dropped down dramatically. But it's not going to be a wind event. It's going to be a rain event. Lots and lots and lots of rain coming towards Louisiana, western Mississippi, western Alabama, eastern Texas. You're going to see a lot of rain through there. And to the right side of the storm, wherever that happens to be, of course, Florida, you're going to see it too. There'll be some rain over here in Florida. And there is and has been some rain tonight in Florida, but nothing like what's coming, 4 to 6 inches maybe in some areas, perhaps a little bit more in others, especially up in the panhandle. And we'll see how all that works out. So that's what we got right now in terms of weather. And remember, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And you can stop by and see what they have to offer, because they've got everything from showers to doing your laundry there to great food and close by, if they don't have one on the premise, close by you'll see a repair shop, oil changes, tire shops. It could be a truck wash close by or at that Flying J or Pilot. Just all depends on what's going on there. All right, well, let's drift down over to the telephone line. And we've got from founderscode.com, we've got Denise Simon, who is with us tonight. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this Navy veteran who apparently let the love bug hit him and wound up getting himself put in jail for a couple of years over there in Iran because I guess he said something bad about the Ayatollah.
Yeah, apparently he made a few posts on social media, they didn't like that over there. But he was over there visiting his girlfriend. So I think he spent 18 months or so over there in prison. So we, our officials here through Switzerland, which is the de facto embassy that we use to deal with Iran, worked to have his release. He got released because we swapped prisoners. We had an Iranian doctor here in the United States that had been in prison, for a violation of U.S. sanctions with Iran. Whatever he did, I don't know. We just simply did a prisoner swap. I hope that's all it was. It wasn't something else. It was just person for person.
Yeah, but we don't know though, right?
We know there was a prisoner swap. If mm-hmm. there was anything else, we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, when you take a look at all this stuff that's going on, of course, I don't know if Iran is trying to be nice to us all of a sudden because they want us to be nice to them. Maybe they're afraid of our laser weapon on board our Navy ships over there that they've seen in action. Who knows what's going on with them?
I don't know that we can suggest a lot of things into the event. I don't think that we are normalizing relations with them at all by any means. But we could also have said, we're going to impose more sanctions if you don't release them. So we still have other Americans that are being held there, by the way.
Okay, and last night, by the way, in Denver, we had a man with a hatchet running around. He attacked some folks, and a gentleman with a gun, a civilian with a gun in the crowd, shot him, and then the police responded and took him away. The guy with the gun was not charged because he was defending himself and the people that were being attacked.
Expect more of that.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And everybody else. All right. Hold the fort. We'll be right back, folks, with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And don't forget that when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Attorney General. And we'll talk about Jeremiah Ellison, too. That's Keith Ellison's son. This just keeps getting wilder and wilder with this Ellison kid. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning
population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.